nobody but the Son of Perdition. I lost him because of your word. I could have saved him behind you. Ain't God all right? Ain't God all right? All right. You can get me up in here. Somebody is going through something. But I'm trying to tell you, put it in the Lord's hand. And say, Lord, I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue. He is my mouth, my soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. And the enemy from all but my fears. And he comes down with me. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is. Ain't he good this morning? Ain't he good this morning? Ain't he good? Ain't he good? Yes, he is. I know, because he carried that cross up the hill for my sake and for your sake. Never said a wrong word. Ain't it all? I said, ain't it all right? Well, y'all looking at me. Well, ain't it all right? Because I know that he loved me. Because they said, when you're on the cross, when you come down, you'll make a big impact. On the people. And Jesus said, he opened his mouth because he saw New Jerusalem. He looked in the cup and saw me. He looked in the cup and saw me with kingdom. He looked in the cup and saw Diane. He looked in the cup and saw the rainbow. He said, no, I'm going to stay right down there. Stay there all day. Stay right there. Stay all right. Busting loose of it. But I'm trying to tell somebody that Jesus said, walk in my track. In other words, put your trust in the Lord and leave it there. Because after a while, by and by, you'll show up and you'll show out. Are you with me? Are you in your life? In your life?
That you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday morning worship is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night Bible study is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Friday Joy Night is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple Prayer Line at 9:30 a.m. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir and an uplifting message from our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that's 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
theme, Building on a Solid Foundation. Amen. We want to read that scripture that's in our program. Amen. All right, let's read. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Matthew 7:24. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. Building your house on a rock. Amen. I'm so glad to see Mother Judith sitting over there. Y'all give her a hand. Amen. Those who are present in the house, those that's on the Zoom line, we have in church. I'm enjoying myself. Amen. And they got me down to preach, so I'm going to do my best. And we'll prepare for, amen, the closing condition at 3 o'clock this evening of the men's fellowship. But before I do that, amen, Ella Taylor, would you stand to your feet? Amen. This is the man that's in charge of the brotherhood that don't know how. He don't know how to quit. Amen. He's with us 9:30 just about every morning. Amen. In prayer from Monday morning to through Saturday morning. Would y'all give Ella Jerry Taylor a big hand for me this time? Amen. A man who loves God. A man who will do all that he can to further the church. Amen. Amen. To move it forward. Amen. Praise the Lord. He don't know when to quit. Amen. And his wife who stands by his side know, amen, that she is there every step of the way with his pastor. Amen. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. Don't look at me funny. I got some backup. Amen. And that is Ella Jerry Taylor. Now, don't nobody get jealous because we got some other preachers in here. We got some deacons in here. Amen. But I just wanted to give him his flowers today. Elder Jerry Taylor. Amen. Came all the way from Baton Rouge. Amen. To be with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the word. I don't want to keep you too long. Amen. Building your house. Y'all gonna pray for me? Building your house on a rock. In drawing his concluding illustrations of the two foundations, Jesus began with the word, therefore, one, the basis of all that has taught and illustrated. He concluded that all who both hear and do his sayings shall be saved. Amen. Don't you want to be saved? Amen. Don't you want to do his will? Amen. Don't you want to follow Jesus? Amen. Don't you want to hear him speak to you every now and then? Do you want him to guide your path? Yes. Amen. As a great master counselor, Jesus reminded who both hear and do his sayings shall be saved. As a great master counselor, Jesus reminded his listeners that hearing this message alone would not change his life. He must both hear and do what Jesus has said. We know that obedience is better than sacrifice. Is that right? If that is right, then why don't we obey? I wish I had time. The elements of the closing illustration are drawn from the simplicity of nature itself, i.e., the rock, the rain, and the wind. I'm going to say that one more time. these elements of nature itself, the rock, the rain, and the winds. The man whose house collapsed was as fruit, not because he failed to labor, but because he did not lead the proper foundation. It is vital that you lay the proper foundation. The shift in sand represents human opinion and the doctrines of men as opposed to these sayings. The entire Sermon on the Mount is addressed to believers and presuppose faith in Jesus, the Messiah. And Lord have mercy, we had a good time with that this morning in Sunday school. The works done by the believer are not based on himself, but on the rock, who ultimately is Jesus Christ himself. 1 Corinthians, amen, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and it reads thusly, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that our Father were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea and did all eat the same spiritual meat." I just might preach today. "And did all drink the same spiritual drink. But the drink of that spiritual rock had followed them, and that rock was." Anybody know who it was? That rock was Jesus. Somebody just said Jesus. Come on, say it like you mean it. Jesus. All right, all right, all right. We're moving on. Amen. Thus, when we finished the discourse, the people were astonished. Amazement engulfed the audience. The outstanding feature of his teaching was his authority, meaning the divine approval and authoritative contrain with which he delivered his message. Amen. Such straightforward preaching based on the depth of one's life was in direct contrast to that of the scribes, who were the copyists of the law and the theologians of their day. Them folks just would not leave Jesus alone. Amen. Jesus had a hard time fooling with the scribes and the Pharisees. They thought they knew more than Jesus. They thought they were smarter than the They thought they could tell Jesus what to do and what not to do. Amen. They had to rely on tradition for their authority, whereas Christ was his own authority. I got to move. Remember when the people said they wanted some good drinking water. That would be back there, amen, praise the Lord, in Numbers, amen, where the people was complaining. That first they wanted, amen, they was tired of eating that white stuff, so they wanted some meat. And God sent fish. And my Bible tells me they ate it until it ran out their nose. Now, amen, they want water. Amen. Well, God told Brother Moses to take the rod from before the Lord and gather the people. And I want you and your brother Aaron, amen, to speak to the rock. Y'all listen to this very carefully now. Speak to the rock that is before your eyes, and it shall give you water. Speak to the rock, and out of the rock is going to come drinking water. Moses and Aaron went part of the way with God. Moses took the rod from before the Lord. Moses and Aaron gathered the people before the rock. And Moses said unto them, listen, listen very carefully. "Hear now, you rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock?" When Moses, amen, did smoke the rock, hit it twice, and the water came out abundantly. Oh, my God. But God was not pleased with that. God told Moses and Aaron, because you did not do what I told you to do, and you didn't do it the way I told you to do, you will not bring the people into the land I have promised. And unto this day, amen, they have not found the body of Moses. He disappeared, amen. My sisters and brothers, you have to be careful, amen, that you do not anger God. I'm almost through. Do what God has told you to do, and do it the way he told you to do it. Don't come up, amen, with your own process. Amen. Some of the people think they're a little smarter than God. God tell you to do something one way, and they're going to do it another way. Hello, somebody. Amen. I wasn't trying to do it different from God, but I just taking the shortcut. Shortcuts can get you in trouble. Huh? Hello, somebody. Amen. Praise the Lord. You better learn how to do what the Lord said do. Say what the Lord say. Tell you to say. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you will be blessed. Amen. Do what God has told you to do, and everything will be all right. And not if you don't, you might have to pay the price. Amen. And you don't want to fall in the hands of an angry God. Is that right? I know I don't. Amen. I want to do what God wants me to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if I make a mistake, I'm quick to say, Lord, please forgive me. Try me one more time. I'm going to do my best to get it right this time. Can I get a witness out there? Amen. I believe we got some warriors out there just want to do what God wants them to do and do it right. Somebody say amen. Jesus is a rock. I'm closing. In a weary land. Jesus, shout them in the time of storm. Anybody been in a storm? I've been in a storm. So, amen. Praise the Lord. I've been in a storm where I've been praying with my stand before my face. I've been in some storms, but all storms are not rain. Lord, help me preach. Hallelujah. Some storms, amen, praise the Lord, is problems in your own home. Sometimes, amen, praise the Lord, the storm is, amen, that boy didn't come home last night. Somebody, amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord, it was that daughter crawling in the window at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to preach in the house. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen. Mother Judith and I, amen, she may not say anything about it, but we know about that. Amen. It wasn't no one of our daughters, so don't be looking at Sister Dear strange. Amen. We got a lot of children, honey. Amen. And this one young lady, amen, she loved her son, Mother Judith. Amen. And she would not go home. She would not go home. She would not go home. But she found a way to crawl in through the window of our house. Amen, praise the Lord. Learn how to lean and depend on Jesus. Let me see the hands of those that's leaning and depending on Jesus. Raise that hand. Amen. Don't forget that he is that rock that never give away. He is the rock of our salvation. He is our chief cornerstone. I don't know about you, but I'm determined to stay with Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, because Jesus Christ himself wrapped himself in, God Almighty, amen, praise the Lord, in flesh, he wrapped himself in flesh, came into this world, he wrapped himself, and he left on yonder's cross, he healed the sick. He raised the dead. He did so many wonderful things. But the time came, amen, when we discovered wonderful things. But the time, amen, Lord Jesus Christ decided it's time that I get out of here. It's time that I go to my Father. He got the brothers together and marched down the streets. Amen, praise the Lord. And they dropped flowers on the road. And Jesus Christ went on down the road. I see him now sitting in the house